Farmers seeing another dry August. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
Our biggest downfall, like I say, we're going in this is the third year. We have no groundwater. There's no subsoil moisture for a plant to go to. And that's what really hurts when you start getting this dry.
That's Franklin County Extension Agent Ed Burns talking about conditions for farmers in southern Middle Tennessee, where drought-like conditions are once again the concern for row crop and livestock producers.
If we don't get rain this fall, this will be the fourth dry fall in a row that folks have had to start feed. Well, already feeding hay now that fed hay through the fall months. And that's what that hurts is, you know, those cattle not being able to get on stockpiled fescue or those fall pastures and gain weight before going into winter months. You know, that's been costing them dearly.
And Ed Burns says that could cause lighter calves born and calf seasons being backed up because of the extreme dry weather. Now, further east, pretty much the same conditions. Tim Woods is the extension director in McMinn County.
At the stockyards, numbers are starting to go up now. On the Tuesday sales, we noticed the last few weeks, everybody got a good first cut in the hay, most folks, and we thought that was maybe going to, you know, folks be able to keep their cattle and not have to do any more liquidation like they had to last year because everybody was so short. Like I say, it's going to, we'll continue seeing the effects of it. On up into the fall.
And Tim Wood says, just like all across the state, wheat beans in many places are barely over the wheat stubble. And as for tobacco?
Started this week on some folks started cutting some tobacco fields where, like I say, it's the bottom leaves starting to burn up on them because it's so dry.
Well, according to the National Weather Service, so far this month, one of the driest for August in more than 60 years. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.